Tired of losing money in the stock market roller coaster? Frustrated with the government taxing you into oblivion? Worried about inflation? How do you prepare for so many financial uncertainties? Welcome to the show that will help you develop your game plan. The Financial Quarterback with Josh Jelinski. Josh is a noted financial advisor and president of the Jelinski Advisory Group, and he's here to answer your questions. Call into the show at 800-321-0710. 800-321-0710. Now let's kick off your financial future. Here's Josh Jelinski.
1968, Wild in the Streets, put together by our beloved Noah for this Sunday morning live edition of the Financial Quarterback broadcast, and it's a call-in. It's a special show. You got just 50 minutes or so to call in 800-321-0710 with all of your financial education questions. We are here for you talking. A lot happened in the world of finance this week. We got the Bitcoin futures ETF released, pushing Bitcoin back above 60,000. Although the Bitcoin futures ETF does not have Bitcoin in it. It has its futures, which is a more regulated market, which is why it probably got approved. So, very interesting. We got a lot to talk about. Succession Season 3 is out after a two-year delay. It's kind of interesting. A tale of Murdochian exploits of a family. And whatever you want to talk to about money. Moderna's vaccine for teens is on hold. And a lot more that we want to tell you about. So, folks, now is your chance to chime in at 800-321-0710. 800-321-0710 gets you on with me right now. So we got a lot happening in the world of finance. This week, for many of you business owners, was a chance to save tax dollars. Did you take advantage of the option? Because procrastination nation, you just have 2 months and 13 days left to do year-end tax planning as it relates to retirement savings plans, pensions, defined benefits, setting up your Roth. But yes, some deadlines carry over to the end of the year, beyond the end of the year, but year-end tax planning needs to take place at year-end or else you'll forget things. Like many of you did not know that you can write off now your state and local income tax through the BATE program in New Jersey. If you want to learn more about that, I'll tell you. But basically, many people were caught unaware that you could even do the BATE program. Now, what the heck's the BATE program? Well, New Jersey has it. New York has it. And essentially, you get a write-off by paying it as a business alternative income tax. And it helps business owners mitigate the negative impact of the federal, state, and local SALT deduction cap. A lot of accountants didn't know about it. If you want to know more about it, maybe you missed out on last year's BATE program, you can take it this year as a pass-through entity. So you got to be an S-Corp. You got to have S-Corp capabilities or more. So call us now, 888-988-JOSH. Next up, Jim, go ahead. You're on with Josh Jelinski, the Financial Quarterback.
Hi, good morning, Josh. I had a question concerning an article I read in the Wall Street Journal. It's concerning life insurance policies being bought out by private equity firms.
Sure.
And my question is, since that is safe money that goes into annuities, cash value, life insurance. Isn't what they're investing in going to be very, very risky, like Los Angeles Dodgers, collateralized loan obligations, collateralized mortgage obligations? Aren't they risky? How can they be in taking over these firms with insurers, with policyholders' money, and it's, you know, it's going to be very, very risky?
Well, I think you're confusing what private equity is doing for yield with private equity is doing for gain. The Los Angeles Dodgers are not owned by an insurance company. They're owned by a conglomerate from Guggenheim Partners, which manages, I believe, bonds for insurance companies. So I don't think that's, I don't think the LA Dodgers have anything to do with it. I also think if you bought the LA Dodgers when they did, they got a good investment because they keep winning the World Series. But when you invest for private equity, some private equity firms are investing for yield. And that is the precise reason why they're investing in life insurance companies. They still have to have legal reserves. They still have to have the guarantees embedded in the contract. They're investing in them because they are searching for yield. Many of them manage pension funds, and they're tasked with getting very high conservative yields, hence why they want to buy life insurance companies. I'm aware of the Wall Street Journal article, and to me, a lot of it was misleading. I really didn't think it was accurate.
She did give credit. Leslie Sism did give credit that there's no problem now, and these private equity companies are well capitalized. However, I'm looking, maybe my thought process is wrong, that when I see a private equity company buy up a lot of these life insurers.
Well, private equity company owns the station you're listening to right now. Did they ruin it or did they make it better? You know,
positives and negatives, you know.
Private equity owned Domino's and they made it better. Private equity owned other companies like I've decried private equity. I'm not crazy about it. Don't get me wrong there. Here's what a private equity company could do to a life insurer. They could lower the dividend on a whole life. They could lower the cap. But so could the regular whole life company. What they can't do, and this is why I like dividend paying ordinary whole life, mutual from a mutual company, not a company owned by a private equity, is because when or if they are bought out, you get some consideration for the purchase, number one. Number two, I'm not crazy about private equity owning life insurance. I mean, I don't want to give that impression. But if you have a whole life and you have guaranteed dividends, guaranteed cash value, guaranteed death benefit, guaranteed premium, the only thing they can change is the dividend in a quest for yield. I don't even know why private equity companies would want to own life insurance companies, because life insurance companies are very hungry for capital. My only hunch is, you know, maybe they're looking to phase out product and hold the old bonds that the life insurer bought. Does that make sense?
It does, but I guess
they
I'm
have
on
to have
the wrong
enormous
track.
They have to have enormous capital reserve requirements. So we're getting kind of in the weeds here. But I don't think with any life insurance company, there are risks, right? The risks are if you have an index universal life policy, you could have lowered caps. In a whole life, the only lever that they can change is the dividend, which they could lower. So that's the only negative. And that's why the article, I think we need to regulate the private equity companies as they're buying life insurance companies. They don't fiddle with contracts too much, but they can't fiddle with the base guarantees of a life insurance contract, or else they'll get in trouble with the states. Go ahead. Any other questions on that?
Yeah, I guess I'm on the wrong track here in my thinking. I'm looking at it from the private equity buys a good portion or possibly all of the life insurance. Now all that money is pooled into their general account and they can do whatever they want with that money.
They have to keep life insurance reserves or else the state takes them over. They're not going to do that. I think what they would rather do is probably phase out products for the companies they buy and hold on to the bonds.
You know, that, just see what they're investing in now, which is CMOs and CLOs, and
you're not really understanding what they're doing, but you're confusing private equity that buys dominoes or all of these other things with, you know, do they buy mortgages? Yeah, but life insurance companies have bought mortgages for years, high quality mortgages, but. Even Penn Mutual or whatever, you know, company that's mutual. You know, I think there's an issue long term that needs to be addressed. I think people should buy life insurance from a dividend paying mutual company generally. But I think you're confusing what a private equity company is doing with their money versus what they're doing with the insurance company money, which has to keep be segregated. There has to be legal reserves. They have to have very high quality investments. So I hope that helps you, Jim. So yep. We'll take a short break, and then we'll be back with more of your calls at 800-321-0710. And if you have a life insurance contract that you want reviewed, give us a call now, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674.
It's always on your mind. Retirement, whether you're 55 or 35. Not everyone wants to work forever, and most would like a comfortable retirement. You may already have a plan, but is it the right one? Josh Jelinski, host of the popular Financial Quarterback radio program, is ready to guide you towards financial freedom. He challenges the ways your parents and grandparents saved money with fresh strategies, which are exactly what you need to navigate today's volatile economic climate. Josh's new book, Retirement Reality Check, is available to order on Amazon. It's an easy read that guides you through his system for securing your financial freedom, including tax-saving strategies, understanding the right investment mix, and more. Order now. Retirement Reality Check. Call Josh at 888-988-JOSH. Let Josh help you map out your retirement using fresh strategies. Call 888-988-5674. That's 888-988-5674.
Are you worried about the recent coronavirus crisis and how it may have affected your money? Hi, everybody. I'm Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, inviting you to join me for my complimentary 6 Ways to Keep Calm During Turbulent Markets webinar. If you schedule and keep your no obligation webinar today at 888-988-JOSH, it's a great thing to do. If you're stuck at home under stay at home orders, call us right now, 888-988-JOSH. If you're bored, there's never been a better time to get a second opinion on your wealth than right now. 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. And go to my website, retirementrealitycheck.com today, and take your free investment profile quiz. And when you buy my book, you're eligible for 3 free gifts. 888-988-JOSH.
Call Josh Jelinski, host of the popular Financial Quarterback radio program. 888-988-JOSH.
Trying to keep the customer satisfied. That's the goal, isn't it? So give us a call. If you are unsatisfied with your financial picture, call us, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674 for the free 45-minute ultimate financial game plan. And I'm loving the songs today. They're nicely flowing with everything. And what I love more, listener questions. So we had Jim on private equities with life insurance companies. Very, very interesting development that's happening. But private equity has been buying. I was the first, I think, to decry this years ago. Athene was bought out by a private equity company. And there was a lot of things that, they might, as long as they're regulated to keep the customer satisfied. But Apollo Global bought Athene Annuity Provider in an $11 million deal. Now, Athene was owned by some other company that was private equity before. So do I think it's a bad idea? I don't know. Yes, I do. But is it going to Now, if you have an indexed universal life, they could lower your cap, raise your fee. On a whole life, the only thing they could do is lower your dividend. They can't take away the policy from you. So, but you got to realize when you had an indexed universal life or whole life, they could do that anyway if interest rates were low, which you would want them to do because you'd want them to be profitable. What I want to see is, are they giving a share of something back to the customer like those policies were giving for years? And that's what's, you know, unfortunate. But we shall see. A lot of it is a new venture, and people are conflating terms. So as you approach your golden years, you may be looking to simplify your life to wring the most out of retirement. It may be the right time to downsize and move from a larger house with an abundance of maintenance to a smaller space that is easier to manage. It may also be time to declutter and organize years of belongings. We're starting to do that now after 17 years of marriage. Make a new start. Retirement accounts should not be overlooked as part of the process. Consolidating these accounts can go a long way to simplifying your life. Now, it's not unusual for today's retirees to have worked multiple jobs and participated in multiple employer plans. Sometimes assets get left behind in plans long after workers leave employment simply because the participant never got around to moving the dollars out. Is that you? You may have multiple, mostly overlooked IRAs with a multitude of different financial institutions, from banks to credit unions to mutual fund companies. If you have a number of different retirement accounts cluttering things up, it may be time to consolidate and simplify. Let me show you how you can organize with our free 45-minute financial organizer talk. Now, consolidation of benefits. According to IRAhelp.com, simplify your retirement article, time to simplify your retirement. There are multiple benefits to consolidating retirement accounts, starting with less account information to track. Additionally, overlooked and left behind employer plan and IRA assets may not be performing as well as they could be if actively managed. This can not only result in lost investment opportunities, it can also create escheatment issues. States are becoming more aggressive going after unclaimed property, and IRAs and plans are no longer off limits. RMDs can also be a problem when an individual has multiple retirement accounts. The more RMDs that need to be taken, the more likely it is that a mistake will be made. IRA rollover advantages. An IRA is a great place to consolidate retirement funds. You got to make sure you keep track of 401k's fees, expenses, and the benefits you're getting from the 401k versus the benefits of your IRA. We will even do a call with you, free, three-way call, to your existing 401k or IRA to figure out what those things are. Free 45-minute taxes, fees, and risk review to make sure that a rollover is truly indeed right for you. It's not right for everybody. IRA rollover advantages. An IRA is a great place to consolidate retirement funds. It can help you stay in control by not having to keep track of several company plans and IRAs, along with all the beneficiary designations and withdrawal options for each account. Consolidating into an IRA also helps ease the burden of taking RMDs. After consolidation, you will no longer have to worry about RMDs from both your plan and your IRA. Within an IRA, there is a universe of investment options to choose from, which far exceed the limited number of investments typically offered by an employer plan. An IRA owner can customize investment choices to meet his or her personal needs. Changes to fit risk tolerance or retirement needs can be made instantly. The bureaucracy you may face with dealing with a plan can also be avoided. Employer plans sometimes have access restrictions, but IRA owners generally have immediate access to funds regardless of age. Also, QCDs can only be made from IRAs, not plans. A lot of what we're covering may be confusing and intimidating. But I'm here to tell you, you need the right team on your side. And you can achieve that by calling us at 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. Now, the Build Back Better of 2021, which sounds like a weird thing. That's the Build Back Better Act. Recently passed by the House Ways and Means Committee, includes a number of retirement plan provisions. Two of these provisions are targeted at so-called mega IRAs, or the mega backdoor Roth. One provision would prohibit additional contributions to a traditional or Roth IRA for a calendar year under certain circumstances. The second proposal would require these persons to receive distributions from their accounts once the total value exceeds $10 million. So you notice how they said we're only going to tax the billionaire. Now we're coming after the 10 millionaire. And when they come for the 1 millionaire, then they'll come for the 500,000-aire. And when no money's left because it's taxed and all productivity out of the country is gone, they will come for you, my friend. So don't you remember that? Just a year ago, year and a half ago, let's tax the billionaires. Now let's tax the 10 millionaires. Then let's tax the successful business because that's where the money is. Now, high-income small business owners may want to consider establishing defined benefit plans, and we'll talk about that. But first, we're going to go to George. Go ahead, George. You're on with Josh Chilinski, the financial quarterback.
Good morning, Josh. How you doing? I hope you can answer my question. I tried to get through once when you had your Medicare guy on, but wasn't able to. My wife's permanently disabled. She's been on Social Security disability. We never took the Medicare Part B because, you know, she's always been covered by health insurance plans by me. For 23 years, I've been working for a city. So I would think that that plan probably is okay. But for about 2-3 years before that, I was self-employed. So she was covered under my plans. Now I'm 60 years old, you know, but it gets time for her to go on regular Medicare Part B. Is there going to be an issue?
Well, do you still work for an employer?
Yes, but I'm, you know, 2-3 years thinking about retirement. So, you know, I'm trying to see what we're up against in early, you know.
Now, as it relates to Medicare, you have to avoid the Medicare late enrollment period. For each 12-month period you delay enrollment in Medicare Part B, you will have to pay a 10% Part B premium penalty unless you have insurance based on you or your spouse's current job. So you should be okay.
Yeah, but what she's had, but in other words, when I retire, we don't retire with full health insurance.
So that's well, the minute you retire, you want to go enroll for Medicare Part B.
Right. Well, my question is, as far as for her, is there going to be a penalty? Because in the beginning, she
there
was
shouldn't
covered
be.
Under my...
There shouldn't be.
In other words, I was only a... In other words, I'm more worried about my job now. For 23 years, we have 900 employees, but my plan was just a small company. I'm worried if they're going to go back to that first 2-3 years, 25 years ago, and put a penalty.
No, because she was covered by your employers.
Right, but like I say, in the beginning, I know, isn't it, you have to have so many people for it to be a plan that counts, so there's no penalty?
Well, that's for something else, but yeah, there are some issues there. But generally speaking, I don't see the problem.
Okay.
Is what you're saying is when she there was a 2-year gap where you had no insurance or something?
We had insurance, but in other words, I was self-employed, so we only had a 3-person company. And my understanding is that for the benefits,
yeah, she should have probably enrolled then, but you know, yeah. I don't, you know, for each year, for each year that you didn't do what you were supposed to do, there's a 10% premium penalty. I don't think they're going to go back that far if it was years ago. And you already had insurance, though.
We had insurance. We just didn't have it. We just weren't a big employer because I know isn't there like a minimum of so many employers for it to be a qualified plan, they say?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But, yeah, I would give us a call and we can get one of the Medicare experts to help you if you schedule and keep your no-obligation review at 888-988-JOSH, okay?
And we would go in and out and get blindsided in 3-4 years at the level.
Well, how many years did you have the inferior coverage?
Probably 2-3 years.
So that would be the most penalty, which would be up to a 30% penalty.
And how long does that penalty go? Forever?
Forever.
Yeah.
That's why applying for Medicare is a very important thing. Now, I think you could probably get around it because you had insurance. But I know what you're talking about, that rule where if you're with a small business, but she was getting the insurance through your company.
Right.
So,
right. Yeah, spousal insurance, yeah.
Exactly. So we'll help you with that. Give us a call, 888-988-JOSH, okay?
All right.
Set up a review.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for the call, folks. We'll be taking more of your calls, whether it's on insurance, Medicare, investments, stocks, Bitcoin hitting 60,000 on the news of Bitcoin futures ETF, and why that doesn't really matter next. This is Josh Chilinski, the financial quarterback. Don't touch that dial.
Hey, meet you out on the first tee?
Yeah, I'll be right there. Just reading this article.
On what?
New bill Congress passed. Looks like it's going to affect the value of all retirement savings plans. My financial guy didn't tell me about this when I saw him the other day.
Well, my guy did, and we made a plan. You may have heard of him, Josh Chilinski.
Josh Chilinski is your guy?
Listen, if you're 10 years or less from retirement,
which I am,
Josh will give you a free economic plan, which includes retirement planning, a 27-point checklist to make sure your income lasts as long as you live. He'll even help you navigate the current tax code.
I'm definitely going to call Josh.
Cool, but first, can we play some golf?
Call Josh Chilinski, host of the popular Financial Quarterback radio program, for your free economic plan. 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-JOSH.
We're back with a little soul shake and the Build Back Better plan recently passed by the House Ways and Means Committee included a number of retirement plan provisions. Two of these provisions are targeted at so-called mega IRAs. One provision would prohibit additional contributions. So we talked about the 10 millionaire would be disadvantaged. And if the individual's income in excess, and this is where I said, what about when they come for you? Income in excess of 400 grand if you're single, 450 grand if married, filing jointly. This is a great way, folks, to start taxing people who have wealth. So here's the thing. If you've accumulated 10 million in an IRA, you already have to spend that down over 10 years when you die. The government is getting their money. They've killed the stretch IRA, so why do all these other things? Is it a gateway to a wealth tax? I think so. But anyway, because I'm a financial planning show, what can you do about it? You could do a DB plan. They're not subject to IRS limits, unlike contributions to DC plans. DC is like the 401k. It's a defined contribution, deferred contribution rather than a defined benefit plan. A DB plan can be used in tandem with an existing DC plan or a SEP IRA to get greater write-offs. The second proposal would require these persons to receive distributions from their accounts to bring down the total to 10 million. There is a separate mandatory distribution rule for those with account balances exceeding 20 million. This is all to stop, you know, the, what do you call it? What's that guy? The Peter Thiel Roth. But it's not going after Peter Thiel. It's going after the successful attorney, accountant, doctor. Anyway, more of this type of stuff is coming. If you do not get politically active and call your congressman or woman and cry out and saying, leave retirement plans alone. They've allowed wealth to accumulate. You've done enough. Now they're going to do all these things, extra taxes, most individuals will not be affected by these provisions. This is always the thing. For those who may be impacted, keep in mind that in determining whether someone is over $10 million, the proposals take into account traditional IRAs, Roths, DC plans, like 401ks, 403bs, and 457s, but they do not take into account DB plans and cash balance plans. So there's an opportunity there to look at DB plans and DC plans if you're wealthy. Even apart, but here's the thing. Don't we all want to aspire to wealth, to growth, to save? I've had a listener friend, he just said, Build Back Broke would be a more appropriate title for the Build Back Better, Build Back Broke. I would agree. Let's make everyone broke, even those who've done a good job saving. You notice they're not talking about capital gains as much because the Zuckerbergs of the world have got to them. They're going after middle-class wealth accumulation by small business owners and successful business executives. That's the type of people who make over 400 grand a year. You might say, wow, that's a lot to me. I know, hey, it was a lot to me when I was growing up. I couldn't even fathom that number. But if you make 400 grand a year, you're paying like a third to 50% in taxes, property taxes, income taxes, sales taxes. So I had somebody the other day said, you know, Josh, I'm making 200 grand a year and I feel like I'm middle class. And if you would have told me I'm making 200 grand when I was younger, I would have been like elated. So it's like the law of diminishing returns. So even apart from the House bill, whatever happens, defined benefit plans provide definite advantages. For example, deductible contributions to DB plans are not subject to IRS limits, unlike contributions. So I'm going to give you a few pros and cons. The pro of a DB plan, if you don't know about a DB plan, you don't know what I'm talking about, listen up and call us at 888-98-JOSH. The pro is annual deductible contributions for older business owners can be especially high, in excess of $200K, compared with a limit of $64,500 for DC plan contributions. Pro, a DB plan. So here's the thing. If you have a DC plan, the most you can put in for a write-off is $64,500. You could put in up to 200 grand in some cases if you are an older business owner, get massive tax deferrals with the DB plan. Pro, a DB plan can be used in tandem with an existing DC plan or SEP IRA. Now, let's say you go, Josh, I'm not rich. I don't have that much money. You know what? Do $6,000 in an IRA or Roth IRA. Just start somewhere. As the Bible says, do not despise the day of small beginnings. It has nothing to do with, you know, saving for retirement, but do not despise the day of small beginnings. Start small. 100 a month, then 200, then 300. Keep saving. DB plans have relatively high administrative costs, could be a con, including the requirement to hire an actuary. We can get you an actuary or pension firm to do so at a very reasonable cost on a fiduciary platform, no less. Con, contributions can fluctuate from year to year and may be required in years when the company is struggling. Con, there are rules making it difficult to shut down a DB plan. Not really. If you want to do a DB plan, it's good to commit to a minimum of 3 years. Before 3 years, it's difficult. After 3 years of contributions, it's relatively easy to shut down if you have a good pension firm. Con, starting up a DB plan wouldn't allow someone to roll over existing IRA or DC plan funds into the DB plan in order to avoid the $10 million threshold. DB plans can't accept rollovers. Caution, cash balance DB plans usually offer lump sum payments. A high wealth individual looking to stay below the $10 million threshold by using the cash balance plan should not roll over a cash balance lump sum into his or her IRA. Doing so will bring the former cash balance assets under the restrictions of the House bill. But let's say you have a cash balance plan or defined benefit plan, and it's in some annuity or insurance product that you want to get rid of, and you want a fiduciary product. You can do that while retaining the defined benefit structure. We can show you how to do that. Call us at 800-321-0710. Now, the alternative to taking a lump sum would expose those payments to immediate taxation. So if you have a question about this DB plan versus DC plan, let us know. Now, the COVID-19 pandemic has been a boom for some and a catastrophe for others. Now, those effects are showing up in one more place: anticipated retirement dates. The pandemic has prompted 35% of Americans to change the age when they anticipate retiring. I want you to call me right now at 800-321-0710. Have you moved back the date of retirement due to COVID? According to a new survey by Northwestern Mutual, they found that people are delaying retirement. Have you? CNBC says of those respondents, 24% said they plan to retire later than they did before the pandemic. 11% said they plan to retire earlier. I'm dealing with a lot of people retiring earlier due to the pandemic because of health concerns. I'm not seeing retirement later, but maybe you are. Give us a call, 888-988-JOSH, and schedule your own retirement now conversation. It's a free 45-minute game plan with me or one of my associates, 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back after these messages.
Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback here. In these uncertain financial times, it is imperative that you guard your financial future. If you call within the next 3 minutes, we will offer our complimentary bear market survival guide, which will detail steps to help your plan to potentially survive the COVID-19 crisis. The bear market survival guide will cover how you might still be able to retire amid a volatile economic climate. We will throw in our complimentary 27-point ultimate game plan for retirement. Call us at 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674 for your bear market survival guide.
Call Josh Jelinski, host of the popular Financial Quarterback radio program, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-JOSH.
It's always on your mind, retirement, whether you're 55 or 35. Not everyone wants to work forever, and most would like a comfortable retirement. You may already have a plan, but is it the right one? Josh Jelinski, host of the popular Financial Quarterback radio program, is ready to guide you towards financial freedom. He challenges the ways your parents and grandparents saved money with fresh strategies, which are exactly what you need to navigate today's volatile economic climate. Josh's new book, Retirement Reality Check, is available to order on Amazon. It's an easy read that guides you through his system for securing your financial freedom, including tax-saving strategies, understanding the right investment mix, and more. Order now. Retirement Reality Check. Call Josh at 888-988-JOSH. Let Josh help you map out your retirement using fresh strategies. Call 888-988-5674. That's 888-988-5674.
Are you worried about the recent coronavirus crisis and how it may have affected your money? Hi, everybody. I'm Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, inviting you to join me for my complimentary 6 Ways to Keep Calm During Turbulent Markets webinar. If you schedule and keep your no obligation webinar today at 888-988-JOSH, it's a great thing to do if you're stuck at home under stay at home orders. Call us right now, 888-988-JOSH. If you're bored, there's never been a better time to get a second opinion on your wealth than right now. 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. And go to my website, retirementrealitycheck.com, today and take your free investment profile quiz. And when you buy my book, you're eligible for 3 free gifts. 888-988-JOSH.
Call Josh Jelinski, host of the popular Financial Quarterback radio program. 888-988-JOSH.
She broke my heart, but her love was just the same. Now hush.
Little hush. Although don't hush, pick up the phone, call us, 888-988-JOSH, for your free 45-minute ultimate financial game plan. That's 45 minutes with a financial advisor, licensed, credentialed fiduciary for your retirement needs. Michael Burry is saying he's no longer betting against Tesla and that his put position was just a trade. And we're talking about retirement early. Are you choosing to retire earlier or later due to the COVID pandemic? I would like to hear from you right now. 800-321-0710. 800-321-0710. And you can get a free investment guide for 2021 when you schedule and keep your no obligation review. Also, go to Retirement Reality Check, buy my book, and you get three free gifts. The YouTube is slowly building. Many of you have chosen to subscribe, so how do you do it? You go to YouTube.com, and you can see my ugly mug and hit the subscribe button. And you can see the Jeff Snyder video, the Wes Moss video, the Ed Slott video, as well as the Lacey Hunt video. So give us a call. Hit the subscribe button. We'd love to hear from you, my friends. So we're talking about a survey featured in CNBC. Now, it can be difficult to time your retirement, no matter when you retire. Sometimes you're forced to retire early because you get laid off from a high-paying job, or later than initially planned is a much more significant challenge in practice than it is in theory. There are often a lot of compounding unexpected factors in a person's decision to retire. That shortfall signals the importance of working with a financial advisor to help think through all of the possible futures and how to prepare for them. Let me be your guide to get you where you want to be. Call us now at 888-988-JOSH. So one bright spot from the survey is that people now have an average of $98,000 saved towards retirement, up from $87,500. That's still a long way from how many respondents said they needed to retire, which was 1.047 million, up from 950 grand last year. So the average person, boomer, 98 grand is all they have saved for retirement. Notably, the average anticipated retirement age has also shifted. The average age at which people expect to retire is now 62.6 versus 63.4 as of last year. Expectations vary by generation. Gen X anticipates retiring at 64.3, while boomers expect to retire to 68.3. Gen Z and millennials anticipate retiring at 59.4 and 59.5. The fact that younger workers anticipate retiring earlier signals that attitudes towards retirement and careers are changing. Having multiple careers and taking sabbaticals will be more common for younger age groups, and that carries over into expectations around retirement, meaning younger people want to play more. That makes sense. Those who put off their retirement date most because their boomer parents are paying for it. Those who put off their retirement date mostly said they plan to do so by 3 to 5 years, with 39% of respondents. However, coming in a close second, 35% respondents said they plan to retire in a time frame of more than 10 years. Those who move their retirement date sooner also mostly plan to do so by 3 to 5 years. Here's the thing. You gotta do the numbers of whether you can retire or whether you can't, because you don't want to be practicing the phrase, welcome to Walmart. So call us at 888-988-JOSH and we can help you. And there's nothing wrong with working in retirement or being the Walmart greeter. Just a funny thing that you'll remember. So every job is worthy of respect. And every senior who has to work due to be able to pay the bills should be saluted. Interesting dynamic I heard. And it was talking about, well, why the phenomenon, and this kind of goes with the Bitcoin futures ETF. We're not recommending you buy or sell anything, especially that, especially Bitcoin. But there was a young millennial, 32-year-old man, who is a Bitcoin millionaire. And he goes by the name of HODL. And he was explaining to people why the rise of Bitcoin. And the theory went like that. When you were a boomer, if you made good grades, went to college, you instantly came on the scene with a high-paying job in your 20s or late 20s. Not so for millennials. So they were sitting around, even the successful ones, he said, in most cases, in their parents' basements or wherever they were, and they had a lot of time on their hands, and the traditional job market shut them out. The traditional economy was not for them. Why? Because boomers kept delaying retirement. So they had to create this separate economy all on its own, involving Bitcoin with wallets and hardwares. And I mean, they're going back to the USB sticks and stuff as a way to transfer money because the additional system, the legacy system, left them behind. It's an interesting take on why the rise of Bitcoin. So anyway, so we're going to go to Social Security, cost of living adjustment, 5.9% in 2022. Social Security Administration announced Wednesday the 5.9% COLA will be the largest in about 40 years. And you idiots, they're taking it from your pay. They're taking it from your taxes. It's like bread and circuses. By contrast, in 2021, COLA was 1.3%. COLA stands for cost of living adjustment. The last time the annual adjustment came close to the 2020 figure was 2009, when beneficiaries saw a 5.8% increase. I think this might be a sign of just how serious things are, especially with inflation. Inflation is here. It's no longer transitory, just like I said, whereas our beloved Lacey Hunt said it was transitory, I said, no, it's real, and it's here, and it's now. Now, I do think we'll have a deflation afterwards, so maybe our beloved guests who are more deflationary or disinflationary will differ from my perspective. But more than 64 million Americans have Social Security will see boosts in their income. The estimated average monthly benefit for all retirement workers will rise to $1,657, according to CNBC. So what does this mean? It's welcome news for seniors. I love how people say, well, it's not affecting them. It is. All this government spending is why we have massive inflation. Give us a call, folks. 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-5674. We'll be back after these messages.
Hey, meet you out on the first tee?
Yeah, I'll be right there. Just reading this article.
On what?
New bill Congress passed. Looks like it's going to affect the value of all retirement savings plans. My financial guy didn't tell me about this when I saw him the other day.
Well, my guy did, and we made a plan. You may have heard of him, Josh Jelinski.
Josh Jelinski is your guy?
Listen, if you're 10 years or less from retirement...
Which I am.
Josh will give you a free economic plan, which includes retirement planning, a 27-point checklist to make sure your income lasts as long as you live. He'll even help you navigate the current tax code.
I'm definitely going to call Josh.
Cool, but first, can we play some golf?
Call Josh Jelinski, host of the popular Financial Quarterback Radio program, for your free economic plan. 888-988-JOSH. 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 It's always on your mind. Retirement. Whether you're 55 or 35. Not everyone wants to work forever, and most would like a comfortable retirement. You may already have a plan, but is it the right one? Josh Jelinski, host of the popular Financial Quarterback Radio program, is ready to guide you towards financial freedom. He challenges the ways your parents and grandparents saved money with fresh strategies, which are exactly what you need to navigate today's volatile economic climate. Josh's new book, Retirement Reality Check, is available to order on Amazon. It's an easy read that guides you through his system for securing your financial freedom, including tax-saving strategies, understanding the right investment mix, and more. Order now. Retirement Reality Check. Call Josh at 888-988-JOSH. Let Josh help you map out your retirement using fresh strategies. Call 888-988-5674. That's 888-988-5674.
So be young, be foolish, but be happy.
So we talked about Social Security, final segment. Proposals in Congress might not become law, but people are hearing about them and want to hear from their advisors on planning moves they could make to be better prepared. Congress has set its sights on the mega IRA balances, in large part due to the recent reports about Peter Thiel's $5 billion Roth, although they're forgetting that he's going to pay a 40% estate tax on that. But some of these proposals will impact many of you with smaller IRA accounts and Roth IRAs. The proposals in Congress might not become law, but people are hearing about them, and they want to be better prepared. First up, provisions targeting supersized IRAs, which are defined as those with balances exceeding $10 million. This from investmentnews.com. The proposal prohibits it making additional contributions. We talked about that. This provision would also end whose income exceeds. So here's the trick. Is it an or an and? If your income exceeds 400 grand, you can't make additional contributions. That is not good. This provision would be effective starting next year, but will have almost zero impact on these clients. That's because the maximum that can be contributed annual to an IRA is only $6,000, $7,000 if you're 50 or older, but take advantage of it. This is a regular tool for middle-class people. These amounts don't even show up as a blip for owners of mega RAs, IRAs. They are not even 0.1% of that $10 million. So this proposal really accomplishes nothing. Plus, the bill still allows contributions to company retirement plans where much larger contributions can be made regardless of income. Or does it? Does it open the window to wealth tax, which I think it does? Giant RMDs. But the next provision can really make a dent in those IRA balances. If the same two conditions apply, meaning of over $10 million and over $400,000, you would be required minimum distribution of 50% of the amount that the combined retirement balance exceeds $10 million. This would apply at any age, not just 72, when RMDs would apply. And it would waive the 10% penalty if you're under 59.5. And then it even gets worse. If you have a balance above $20 million, your RMD would jump to 100% on the excess. Nice problem to have. But this amounts to a wealth tax, which is scary. Call us 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-JOSH for the 45-minute IRA review. With all of these rules coming down the pike, if you have a significant amount of IRAs, you want to call us 888-988-JOSH for the 45-minute What to Do with My Large IRA review. We'll be back next week, Saturday and Sunday at 9, 888-988-JOSH.